Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Oh, the clap bar just to make 80 years old. About this rock and roll, big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg, so he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg, Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Yes, we are going to jam, and that's you, and that's me, and that's everybody right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and welcome to the September 18th, 2008 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick, as I said. And this is a very, very special show tonight, not just because it's September 18th, but because I have a very special guest here with me, famed record collector and knowledgeable researcher, also Mr. Frank Chile. Welcome very much to the Big Beat Show, Frank.
Joy being here tonight. Thank you for the opportunity of being able to share some airtime with you here at Rutgers. I tried to pick out some really nice sides for tonight's audience. And we started with, a seldom heard side by the Foster Brothers. Let's Jam, 1960 on a Dilly label. It's the fifth of six that they had cut. And the group actually started out as the Four Harmonizers in the late 30s. Then they changed their name to the Ebony Esquires. The group is originally out of Evanston, Illinois. Ray Pettis of the Gems on Drexel joined them in 1957. Dilly is a New York City label. However, their career ended in 1961. But they cut a lot of very, very nice sides.
And what was the year on that one?
1960.
1960. Yeah, it is a great record. You're absolutely right. And it is a great show opener. And I did look at your list. And let me tell you something, listeners. You're in a place to listen to a great selection of group harmony from this very good collector. And what's up next. We're going to talk to Frank a little bit about his history and the music and everything, but right now we got a lot of stuff to play. What's up next, Frank?
I'd just like to send that first side out to Matty G and the fellows at the South Philadelphia String Band Club. They have an acapella night twice a month, every second Wednesday, and hope the guys are listening tonight. We're going to go into a Philadelphia side next. Actually, the group is called the Philadelphians, doing Dear from 1961.
Here it is.
Come on now. I love you so.
Waterloo. Did that ring your bell?
Yes, certainly did. Very nice.
Great site, isn't it nice? Yeah. It's the Barons, also known as the Peppermints, doing I've Been Hurt, 1961 on the Spartan label. It's the fourth of five that they had cut. We're going to send it out to a great friend and extremely knowledgeable collector, Jeff Bomwell, who's listening to the show tonight from Point Sienna, Florida.
Yeah. Jeff contacted me today on the internet.
Yeah, I've known Jeff for a while, but he and I co-produced a program out of Atlanta on Lake 102 FM on Sunday nights. We had a great, great time. Jeff, hope you enjoyed that. Before that, we heard the Philadelphians doing Dear, 1961 on a campus label. It's a DJ copy. It's the second of four that they had cut, and it was featuring Big John Bowie. And one of the members of the Philadelphians, though I don't know if you're aware of it, is Matt Atkinson, who's going to be performing at the October concert that Mark's putting together on October 4th.
Oh, I knew that. No, just kidding. I didn't know.
Well, Matt's been with about six or seven Philadelphia groups. He sang with the Troopers. He sang with the Boston's. He sang with the Philadelphians. He sang with the Dream Lovers. He sang with Tony Masquin and the Angels, Matt Brown and the Concepts, and the Formations.
Wow.
So on the concert, he's going to be doing Angel Eyes, which is that incredibly rare Philadelphia side on the Ruthie label. He's
Tony and the Masquins. That.
Tony and the Masquins,
right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's also going to be doing the lead for Darlene with the Dreams. Oh, he's got such a sweet voice. So we're sending that out to Matt, who's going to be listening to the show and getting a copy of it, and also to Elaine Wade and Karen Efron. Karen, thank you so much for your call. She called about 10 minutes ago.
Yep.
Karen's listening to the show, and we're sending out to her and her sister, which are extremely noted collectors in this field, and they do some wonderful collector shows.
Yes, they do, including right here.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to go into one of the little specials that I like doing when I'm on air. I like spinning tunes from songs that people may know, but perhaps from groups that they don't know. And the first one that we're going to send out is Sunday Kind of Love, and see if your audience can guess who this group is.
All right, you're listening to The Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rallo. My very special guest is Frank Chile, and here are the...
I'm through with my old love. I love her through and through. I'm searching for a new love, and that new love be you.
I want a Sunday kind of love. Show me the way, where
I need someone to enfold.
Up on
to heaven, home. Money's a cold. I want a love to heaven to hold.
Up
on. I want a Sunday kind of love.
Up on.
I want a Sunday kind of love.
Up on.
I want a Sunday kind of love.
Thank you. took my love, and now you're gone. Since I fell for you, yes I did, like a kid. I'm telling you that love brings such misery and pain. I guess I'll never, never feel the same since I for you. Yes, I did, like a kid. I turned around and I fell for you. They're calling your name, my love, they're talking about you. Please tell me why did you make me my
Wow, that's quite an amazing record there on the Infinity label. Tell us about that, Frank.
Well, you can't mistake that voice.
That's
Billy Storm and group.
Yeah, it sure is.
Since I Fell for You, doing the Lenny Welch standard on Infinity, it's a DJ copy from 61. And that legendary California artist, he sang with the Valiants, the Squires, the Untouchables. Everything he did was magnificent.
That's right.
And he's so underplayed. So whenever I do a show, I always like to feature one of his tunes. Prior to that, we heard the Time Tunes doing Sunday Kind of Love. On Times Square from 63, it's the fourth or fifth that they had cut, and they were a fine New York City group. And I also want to send this this two-record set out to the memory of Mike Venditti. You may have heard me mention his name on previous shows. He's a fellow that I got to know in the early 90s, and he was an extraordinary radio engineer. He went around the country and built close to 100 radio stations. And he was instrumental in getting Wolfman Jack back on the air when he had that million-watt radio station out of Del Rio, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And the transformer went down. And they told him that he'd never be on air again. And somebody said that there's an extraordinary radio engineer by the name of Mike Venditti in New Jersey. And they contacted Mike. And they said, Mike, would you come down and take a look at it? And he spent about 5 or 6 hours looking at it. He says, I'll have you on the air again in 3 days. And he did. And he did the entire rewiring of it without a schematic. Unbelievable. And he was back on air again, a million watts.
So we sent that one out to him.
Yep.
All right. And we have something very interesting coming
up. Yeah, we got some really early gems. We're going to give your audience a nice sweep of music. We're going to start out with Bobby McGee and group.
Brownie McGee.
Yeah, McGee and group doing Sleepless Nights on the Derby label. And Lou, you feel that the group backing him may be the majors.
Well, it's just a guess. It's okay. Most likely the majors, but it's bad to assume just because you think so that it's a fact. So we'll leave it as undetermined right now.
Okay.
So Brownie McGee in group, and it's called Sleepless Nights, and we're going to tell us what's after that. We're going to discuss.
We're going to do an early side by the Orioles and one by the Wrens. But let's start out with Brownie McGee and let the folks enjoy these sides.
Here they go.
You made me a promise. Promise one day. Now I'm wondering, why did you walk away? You on my mind, every place I go. How much I love you, darling, you will never know. the sunbread rise. Until it fades away. I have nothing but sleepless nights. Yes, an endless day. If you don't believe it, darling, just wait around and see. Somebody's going to treat you just like you treat me.
How great, great, great is What ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed there long ago? Whispering grass, the trees don't need to know.
Don't need to know.
Don't you tell it to the breeze. She will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know. Because you told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need.
Don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees.
Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell them all the old things? Buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees. 'cause the trees don't need to know.
I love you, darling, and I'll never let you go. My love for you, dear, has been proven now. You know you are the only one my heart is thinking of, and I'll swear by all the stars above. And they thrill me through and through. And when you touch me, I don't know just what to do. Your lovely smile is like the warmth of spring I know. And I'll swear by all the stars above.
Your walk is so divine. Your lips can keep me guessing and wondering if you'll be mine.
I love you, darling, and I'll never let you go. My love for you, dear, has been proven now. You know my heart is thinking of, and I'll swear by all the stars above,
and I'll swear by all the stars above.
Oh, baby,
and I'll swear by all the stars.
Just an amazing five record set, and we got Frank Chili here who's giving us all this music from his own personal collection. And Frank, why don't you tell us what we heard in that set? Great
set.
Well,
I'm glad I was able to play those early sides. I mean, they all just needed to be played as part of a grouping, mm-hmm. and I don't want to interrupt that at all. We just heard the Griffins, also known as the Warblers, doing I Swear by the Stars Above, 1955, when Mercury was the first of five that they had waxed. We're sending that out to good friend Steve Applebaum. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it tonight. He had a previous commitment, but he's with us in spirit. Steve, I hope you enjoy that. Prior to that, we heard Bill Kenny, Mr. Inkspot, and group who we feel is the Dewdrippers, backing him on Whispering Grass from 1955. It's an X-label record promo. We're going to send out to Joanne McGuire. Joanne, thank you for your call. Thank you for your nice comments about the show. We hope you enjoyed that. Prior to Bill Kinney, we heard The Wrens, I Won't Come to Your Wedding, 1955 on Rama. It's the sixth of 12 they had done. We're sending that out to Mike Pino, who called in. Mike, thank you for your call. And we're also sending it to Linda Fiorello, your lovely lady, who just celebrated her birthday. And believe it or not, The Wrens are going to be on the October 4th show, Lou. They're going to be doing 11 cuts. Bobby mm-hmm. Mansfield's group's going to be doing 11 songs on stage.
That's one per rose.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Yeah, everybody's jacked up about it. Prior to that, we heard The Incomparable Oreos with Sonny Till doing lead. There's No One But You, 1953 on Jubilee, the 37th of 84 sides that they had waxed. It was later done by Philadelphia Strollers, but nobody could touch the Oreos version of it. And I'd like to send it out to, with a very special thank you to Val Shively. Val and Patty, we hope that you enjoy that. Val's been so helpful in helping me shape tonight's show and getting some background information on the labels and the groups.
Thank you, Val.
He's just extraordinary. Mm-hmm. He always makes time for me. And also Bobby Bosco helped me, and so did Stevie Applebaum in helping to shape tonight's show and getting sides out that normally don't get a lot of airplay. And we began these early gems, this early gem set with Bobby McGee, Brownie McGee, and group, who you think is to be the majors, doing Sleepless Nights.
I think it's possible.
Possible, yeah. Okay. 1953 on the Derby label. We're sending that out to Jim Santa Barbara. Jim, thank you for your call. He's got a great show as well. Jim is listening to the show live tonight. Brownie McGhee, as I had understood, performed here at Rutgers, and he was a folk blues artist born in 1915, and he passed away in 1996. And from what I understand, this was one of the few group sides that he had waxed.
Yes, it was, and that's quite quite an impressive set there, Frank Chile.
Thank you.
Now we're
going to
talk a little bit about you right now, right after this little spot.
That was number 56 last week. This record is 56 this week, and it was number one last week.
Yeah, well, that's not the one I wanted to hit. Let me see if I can. No, we'll do that later. Anyway, Frank Chile, tell us about where'd you grow up? How'd you start?
I'm originally from West Philadelphia. I grew up in West Philadelphia and was exposed to the music as a very precocious youngster who lived off of 63rd Street in West Philadelphia and not too far from Bandstand. And there were groups who would get together on the corner right down the block from where I lived. I lived across from the school that I went to, Our Lady of the Rosary. And on summer nights, black and white teenagers would get together and they would harmonize in a corner, hoping that somebody would discover them and maybe bring them on for a record contract or bring them on to Bandstand. So I would listen to some incredible harmony on summer nights.
Anyone that we would know? Not really. Okay.
Not really. Uh-huh. Some of these guys were laid carpet during the day, and at nighttime they would they had a 1948 meat wagon that the police department used to use, and they bought this this van, and they painted it over orange, and he had their rug remnants in the back of it, and they would pull in about maybe 6 o'clock at night, and they would wait for two or three black fellas to show up, and they would harmonize till about 11 or 12 at night.
This is in South Philly?
This is in West Philadelphia.
West Philadelphia.
Yeah, off of 63rd Street.
And how did you begin to collect records of your own?
Well, when I was growing up, a lot of the radio stations in the area played a lot of rock and roll stations, and I heard a lot of early R&B. And I guess the earliest groups that influenced me was probably Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. And I remember growing up and listening to their tunes and walking around and just feeling alive by their music. And then when they broke up, everybody wondered, what the hell happened to that group? You know, why would Frankie Lyman break away from the Teenagers after a short 13 months? But the music always stayed with me, and they were like friends that accompany you all your life and help you through hard times and happy times. And wherever I traveled, I always added to my record collection. I've been collecting since 56, 57.
Mm-hmm. Well, in behalf of my audience, we're glad that you have done that. And
thank you.
Glad to have you here. Let me see if I can get this to work here.
Okay.
Nervous, don't be rocky. Your eye guest is Chucky now.
There, I got it. Okay. Now, you want to go into the next set?
Yeah, we're going to go into a little bit of an up-tempo set. We're going to go into, this is an oddball record, Lady Jean and Her Swingin' Gents from Chicago on the CJ record.
I've never heard of this record before. This one's completely stymied me. On CJ, from Chicago.
From Chicago.
But this is a maroon label. It's a
maroon label.
With silver print, which I've never seen before.
Yeah.
So it's Lady Jean and Her Swingin' Gents.
And we're going to send this out to Sarah Digliano, noted collector in Clinton, Connecticut. Sal loves female leads with male backing.
Teeny Genie. Here it is.
I'm can I do the slot? I can't even make my fingers pop. One of these days I'm gonna learn how to dance, 'cause everybody's laughing at me. So much fun. Sway to the left, sway to the right, and everybody laughing at me.
A real Philadelphia name, Sharon Ivy and group
sure
Heritage. Yep. Tell us about that, please, and what else we heard.
Well, thank it's Believe Me, 1961 on the Heritage label. It's a DJ copy, just one that they had done. Found For Me, it's Dream Lovers who's backing up Sharon on that. And we don't know whether he lived in Philadelphia or South Jersey, but that's the only effort that he had. And, man, I wanted to get that out. That's actually a great two-sider. Maybe in a future show we'll be able to flip that over. Prior to that, we heard the El Capris from Pittsburgh. The group was formed in 55. That was They're All Laughing at Me. 1958 on the Paris label. That's a DJ copy, the third of five that they had waxed. And we started this set out with The Unusual Side by Lady Jean and her Swinging Gents. I found out that Lady Jean's name, her real name was Jean Hamilton. The record was called Teeny Genie from 1959 on the CJ record labels. It's a CJ record label. It's a Chicago label and group, and we're sending it out to Sour Digliano. So I hope you enjoyed that. And we really don't know much about this group, and it's not in the Pruder book, and I couldn't find any information on the internet except her real name was Jean Hamilton.
Yeah, very oddball record, and thank you very much for bringing that. That's what we do on the Big Beat Show, isn't it? The cure for the common old, that's what
absolutely,
we call it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I want to also thank all those people who called in and for the nice comments about what Frank's doing and about the show. Thanks very, very much. And we have something big to talk about now. This is that concert that I've been discussing for months now. The 2008 Burlington concert that Mark Del Costello is presenting. And I know, Frank, you want to talk about that.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yes. One other thing I wanted to mention, that El Capri's record,
yes,
The Laughing at Me, I wanted to dedicate that to Joel Schwartz, who's listening to the show out of Wantagh, New York. Joel, I hope you enjoyed that.
Hi, Joel.
Yes. Lou, we're only 16 days from this mega event.
Yeah, I
know. To make matters even more enjoyable, Mark has thrown in, who has verified, three more groups that are going to be performing. Bobby Mansfield and his Wrens are going to be doing 11 songs on the concert. Mm-hmm. And Bobby just sounds great. His voice is just phenomenal. And the guys are really excited about performing. And Mark spoke to Frenchie Concepcion and Leo McLean. And Frenchie Concepcion wants to take the stage again. And they're going to do Quinn's material, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be a real, real treat. And
yes,
as you know,
is.
Frenchie's an original Wren.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he did verify that Billy Witt is going to be doing the Rockatones tunes, D.I. and Down in Mexico, which is going to be a real treat. Billy Witt had said he did want to perform that one more time on stage, and he's got a few surprises I can't tell you about, but for those who are going to be in the audience, it's going to rock their socks, believe me.
Now, we can't tell the dollar amount, obviously, but how can we get tickets? By the way, I've even berated people for not having tickets to this. If you possibly can get there, you should let nothing stand in the way. If you can physically get there, let no issues or anything stand in the way of being there at the Mayo Theater in Hamilton, New Jersey on October 4th. This is extremely important. This is what we have left to do to support this music, and therefore, it is imperative that we all do support this so that there can be further concerts similar to this.
And Lou, people are shocked. Well, the artists are shocked that people still want to hear these groups perform. Like the Cool Gents said, they had no idea the people in this area would want to hear them perform. Or the Four Gents, or Morris Wade and the Columbus Pharaohs.
Yeah, I know.
Or the Empire's Whirlers. You know, they said they've been waiting 45 years for a phone call to perform again, and all four of them are available.
And the Sparrows Quartet
is going to
be there. The Sheps are going to be there. The great
the Shepherds.
Big Beat. And the Shepherds, that's right. The Castells with George
Castells,
Grant.
George Grant's flying in from
Phoenix.
Are you
kidding me? Wow. The Continentals will be there, Johnny Carbone and his Discs group.
The Charades.
The Charades.
From Northern California.
Academics, Four Deuces, everybody's going to come in. Right?
Lord Luther, he's really cranked up.
How do you not do this, gang? Come on, I'm telling you. There's still a few seats left, and it's about time to do it. All right.
And the worst seat in the theater is only 50 feet from the stage.
Yeah.
It's only 50 feet from the stage.
That's right, and there'll be you can access to food, too, between the afternoon show. And I don't know what else you could ask for.
No.
How do you not do this? That's my question.
And, Lou, the folks could check out the website, theblackswansociety.com. It's www.theblackswansociety.com. And check out the photos of past events that Mark has produced. This guy knows he's got the chops to do this.
Yeah,
he's got
does.
The chops to do it.
And it looks like it's going to work, and it's going to come off really, really
absolutely.
Nicely. And I just can't wait
I'm
to
I'm picking up the Cool Gents the Wednesday before the show. They want to come in early and rehearse and meet with some of the other group members.
Yeah,
they're going to party.
Yeah, I can't wait to see George Grant. I haven't seen him in years.
It's going to be wonderful.
I know. Okay. Boy, that's amazing. There's a phone number, too. Isn't there a phone number to call? Yeah, I got it. 609. If you want to get this on the phone and do this quickly, 609-668-5352. And we'll be taking attendance, by the way, at the place. If you're not there, you'll have detention.
Lou, if we can, we're going to go into the Five Fleets doing I'm Crying, and we'll try and get a couple more sides in.
Here at the Five Fleets?
Five Fleets.
Here we go.
I've been crying.
anymore.
Lou, we just heard The Five Fleets, I've Been Crying, New York City label on Felsted, 1958, the first of three that they had cut. And thank you again for letting me share this wonderful airtime with you. And your, I want to compliment your audience. Wonderful phone calls. Thank you for your comments. I'm glad you enjoyed the sides I was able to share with you this evening.
Frank, it was quite a pleasure and an honor to have you here. You have a lot of street cred, as they say nowadays, as a record collector, and as I said, it's an honor to have someone like you here. And your selections were, of course, as to be expected, excellent. For those of you who listen to this program, if you want to email me with suggestions or criticisms, as a matter of fact, if there's anything about this show that you like, I want you to tell someone else about the show. If there's anything about the show that you do not like, I want you to tell me about it. My email address, as many of you know, is bigbeat2001@aol.com. bigbeat2001@aol.com. I'm always open to suggestions, okay? Thanks very much for listening, everybody. We got one more. This is another record I do not
this
know.
This is another oddball side.
Yep.
Little Sammy and the Willettes. Little Sammy's actually Sam E. Solo. He did other tunes under his real name, but this is his only group effort. 1959 on the Ripcore label. It's a DJ copy. We're sending it out to great record collector Peter Yaffe and to Little Don in New Mexico who's listening to the show. It's called Goodbye, My Love.
Before we get into that, I want to give the phone number one more time for the Burlington concert, all right? You ready? Phone number 609-668-5352. And again, Frank Chilly, thanks very much for
my
coming.
My pleasure. Hopefully we'll be able to do it again.
Yes, and I'll definitely see you October 4th at that concert.
Oh, I'll be there.
I know you will. And I hope to see everybody, all the listeners, and even if you're not listening, be there anyway, okay?
Yes.
So it's going to be a fantastic concert. I'll be back next week just by myself, so until that time, may harmony be with you. And we're going to go out with
Little Sammy and the Willettes.
Little Sammy and the Willettes on Ripcore. That's R-I-P-C-O-R. And it's a good, fitting closing song called
yes.
Goodbye, My Love. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good night.
Yeah.